Hi, I wanted to revel in the excitement of Tandy.
Okay.
So where could I get involved in something like that?
Where can you revel in the excitement of Tandy?
Uh-huh.
Off our homepage at www.radioshack.com.
Okay. Is it palpable, the feeling?
I'm sorry?
So what's new? What's hot this summer for a product?
Wireless phone.
Okay, those are popular.
Yeah. You might want to get me off that speakerphone there. That feedback might go away. Is that a speakerphone that I'm on?
Oh, okay, let me try that.
If you're trying to vape or add vapor to the retro vaporized nebulizer, then it's not going to...
The morning after the gelatin was killed.
It's not going to click.
I don't know. I'm going to call another radio shack.
No.
Okay?
You told me you would trust me.
I'm not aware of any such device that'll moisturize an unstable nebulizer.
You know you're talking to Radio Shack right now?
Let alone retro nebulize. I've never heard of any kind of retro nebulization.
You call up on the phone and you talk shit.
I ain't talking shit, I'm talking whip.
But you ain't bad. So you can talk shit on the phone. If you ever came up to me with a whip, I'd fuck your ass up so hard, you wouldn't get out of the hospital for about 3 months, dude. 4 months, dude. See?
Electronics Boutique, where you can train your old games. This is Jeff.
Jeff, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I need to make a couple of upgrades. It's a digital repressor. Simulator.
Looking to upgrade the entire machine.
Yeah. Pretty much from ground up, you know.
Okay. We actually mainly.
Reason I asked is because the guy at the Sunglass Hut was talking about you, so yeah. I thought I'd probably check it out.
Uh-huh.
Reason being, you know, it's just because of that.
Yeah.
Some.
We mainly deal with software. If you want to upgrade the entire system.
It was during a chess session. It was digital chess.
Oh, okay.
Chess.
Yeah, we have mainly software. If you're looking for the hardware stuff, I'd say probably...
Okay, because I thought so. But that repressor... How much repression is there in something like that?
What was it?
For the digital to analog repercussions.
To tell you the truth, I do not know. I'm not exactly familiar with the newer, pretty much any of the word processors on the market.
Right. That's true. That's true.
Because
that's true. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
With nebulizing, you know, once something's nebulized.
Yeah.
Once I've rendered something nebulized, I've realized that the repression of the simulated nebulizer
is a repression
of the digital chess session. And that's where things kind of interfered and cross-pollinated. Different things took place. More or less. Where you guys stand on something like that? Well, talk to me a little bit. Appreciate your time.
Okay.
Now, I certainly do appreciate it. Certainly do.
Yeah, I certainly do.
Now, let me have it. Now, as a representation... of that nebulized simulation.
We have some chess software, but not a whole lot of it.
Sure.
We have like the chess master stuff, but we don't carry any of the digital chess boards.
Are they simulated?
You can do the...
I can't understand.
...against the computer. And
I can't really understand. Yeah.
What?
Twist and shout?
What's up, man?
What's happening?
Yeah, can I talk to, like, a lyricist, man?
2-1?
Right.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody around here right now.
Well, there's a music store, right?
Yeah.
All right. You got a minute? Check out some rhymes now?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. I got a few people down here.
Okay.
So I'm going to start rhyming pretty quick. I need somebody to know has how to rhyme.
Knows how to rhyme?
Right.
I don't know, man. There's not really anybody here right now like that.
Hmm. You in the doo-wop, man?
Mildly. I dig it, you know.
So sad, bro. So sad. Hello?
You gonna kick it?
Yeah.
Twist and shout.
Hello?
Hello?
It's going down, man.
Not much. How you doing?
I'm getting ready to get nice, my friend.
Nice?
Check this stuff out one time, but...
No! No! I feel it, brother!
So you down? Are you in or out, man?
I'm in.
With the sound, friend.
I'm in with the sound. The sound you can provide.
I don't like the sound.
What else you have?
I don't like the sound of your voice, young man. Do you understand?
Do you understand? No, I don't understand.
This is a record store, bro. We don't do that no more.
Well, how much you charge, man? I just want a trim, like a taper.
Bruh. We don't do that no more.
Look, check it out. You're in beauty, man. That's what it says. And you're in my neighborhood. I live 8 blocks from. I can walk down there.
Okay, come on through and see what we got.
How much you charge for a haircut?
Come and see, man.
I don't know. I'll come down there. Okay. You don't think I'm going to come down?
Come on through.
Why don't you come down here and cut my freaking hair one time?
Stand by.
Orange Julius, can I help you?
I'd like, something with a whole lot of flavor.
We need to narrow it down a little bit more.
Something blended. Thinking.
It doesn't narrow it down either. Here, let me have you talk to the manager.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
My name is Bert.
Well, fuck you, Bert!
Boss, may I help you?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I more or less wanted to get into some real specific patterns and different things. Some windswept looks and different stuff like that.
Okay, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay. I'm looking for some pleated looks and some cuffed
pleated,
looks, yeah.
Pleated what? Pants?
Different things, yeah. Stuff of different nature, yeah.
Okay, we have a lot of pleated pants.
I mean, maybe I'm going out on a limb or something, but I prefer to think that's more or less sort of a pleated look, a pleated kind of approach. Or maybe,
okay.
And then
what,
I wanted to get...
What's your specific question?
How much would it cost to get, like, some studded stuff?
We have very few studded things.
Okay, I will, that's more or less what the approach
you're
I wanted.
Like, echoing or something.
Well, that's echoey approach, a different kind of approach, sure.
Okay, yeah. You're going to have to come into the shop and shop because I have to explain what you're trying to ask, okay?
You know,
bye.
Maybe a woven thing?
Yeah.
Twist and shout.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good, how are you doing?
Super.
I was looking for that, that R&B single.
Who?
The R&B single, it's like, triple check, check. Double check, triple check, check, triple double check, triple double.
You don't know what it's called?
Triple double check, check, triple double double check, triple triple check, double double triple triple
triple triple triple check, triple double double
triple double double check, double double.
It's like that.
Okay, hold on.
Otis King, I think.
Excuse
I think it's by Otis King.
Otis King?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
It's like triple double flip, flip a couple double chip. Double chip, double trip, double triple chip.
It's like triple double flip, flip a couple double chip.
Double chip, double trip, double triple chip.
Triple double flip,
flip a couple double chip. So I was wondering how late you're open to.
Flip, triple triple chip.
Hello?
Yeah, how late you're open?
We're open till 10.
10 p.m. 10
p.m. 10 p.m.
Right. Do you want me to check on that album for you?
Do you have anything by Dugan Nash?
Can I ask you what you're listening through?
Yeah, hello. I've got some kind of interference.
Okay, yeah. We can barely hear you.
Okay, no, I'm talking about Dugan Nash.
Okay. Can you spell the first name?
Nash.
Okay, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I can barely hear you. Is there any way you can... We're getting really weird interference. I can not understand barely anything you're saying to
Dugan
me.
Dugan Nash.
Okay, can you spell Dugan, please?
And they do that one song that's like a... Double flip, double triple flip, flip, triple check, triple flip, dribble, triple, like triple flip, triple double check, double flip, double triple.
Okay,
double
flip.
They do that one song that's double.
Fucking Nash. It's not an artist.
They do that one song that's like, double.
Okay, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, young lady.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be rude, but I mean, I'm getting this really weird interference, and I can barely understand what you're saying, and it keeps cutting off in the middle of when you're talking.
Let's try again. Dugan
Okay, I already looked up Dugan Nash.
Okay.
But
Let's try again. Dugan
Nash.
Okay, I just looked it up, and I'm not seeing anything in our system by Dugan Nash.
How about Orville Sash?
Orville Sash?
Yeah.
How about Orville Sash?
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting, feedback. Your voice is echoing.
I don't understand. I really don't.
Well,
I'm not trying to, poke fun at anything.
Well, no, I'm... Sir?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
Orville Nash, right?
Yes, I looked up Orville Nash. I could not find it.
What are you looking for, man?
The Montoyan, Artesian, as far as the regional sound of it.
Montoyan?
Yeah.
What are you getting at? Carlos Montoya?
Yeah. Yeah, that's partial. There's some lineage. I can't say for sure how regional that approach.
Man, why don't you call the Lamont School of Music, man?
I don't know. I don't know where they're located, but the one thing I can tell you.
Okay.
If you want to talk about the trombone.
Uh-huh.
In essence, the trombone. You need look no further whatsoever. That's where I'm coming from, and I need the Montoyan Artesian connection.
I don't have it, man.
As a result. You want to put something together? Put some sounds together?
Montoyan Artesian connection.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
That's what I'm interested in. And if it's not available, then let's put something together. You know what happened to that kind of approach?
Got me, man.
And if it's not available, then let's put something together.
Come on down, we'll talk about it.
Okay, what's your name?
John, man.
Okay, I'm Dudley.
I gotta go, man. I'll see you.
Hey, Do.
What?
What's up, Do?
This is
Bud.
What?
I'm gonna cruise down, but I gotta hop on the toilet first, partner.
Who the fuck is this?
Bud.
Bud? You need to shut the fuck up and quit calling up here, because I'm really starting to get pissed off at you.
What are you talking about, man?
Are you gonna hop on the toilet? Yeah, come on, hop on the toilet and come down here and I'll beat the fucking shit out of you.
Hello? Is Sydney there?
Speaking.
Oh, this is Brad, UPS.
Yes.
And Just want to let you know we got our truck ready out there. Got your millipedes ready to bring to you.
Pardon me?
We've got your millipedes ready for you.
Millipedes?
And so I'm just curious as to what time of day is best on it.
Well, just a second. You've got me at a loss. Maybe you're talking about something that my wife arranged.
That could be.
And you, who are you again? What company?
United Parcel.
United? Could you hold one second, please?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Howdy.
I have my wife on the other line. What is the name of that stuff, millipede?
Yeah, it's probably like 1,500 millipedes in here.
1,500 millipedes?
Right. So it's going to be about $844 even.
$844 even?
Yeah. It came all the way from Taiwan, so.
From Taiwan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they probably, hold on a second. Hi.
Yeah, one of our guys just got bit by one of these things.
You're kidding me.
We need to know where they're going, what part of the building here or whatever.
What building are you talking about?
Your building or your establishment or, you know, what have you.
Well, what address do you have?
Oh, it's on the invoice.
Hello?
Hello, Sydney. I think we got cut off there.
You either are nuts or this is a big joke and it's very funny.
No.
It isn't funny to me.
No, it's neither of the above. It's an order that we just frankly want to get off our dock. It's becoming kind of a nuisance out here.
Well, why don't you send it back? Because nobody in this house ordered any millipedes.
I mean, did you just change your mind on the order, or what's going on?
No, I don't know what's going on with you. You can't even tell me what my address is.
Well, I've got it down here. I mean,
give it to me.
It's 1,500 live millipedes in a
fuck you
tank. You know. I don't...
This is Eric. May I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
What is this?
Drug Systems.
Right. I needed to pick something up later one time.
Okay.
What time tonight?
Well, we'll be here until 9.
All right. I needed a milligram of Voltor.
Okay.
For Glick.
Okay. We can have that ready for you.
All right.
What else?
Did you need to talk to my sister one time?
I don't know. If your sister wants to talk to me, I guess.
Hold on. Hold on, all right?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
No. Oh, no.
She's not ready this time, but, I need the kilogram of Voltex.
A kilogram of Voltex, huh?
One time tonight.
Okay.
Is that about $9.99?
Sure.
Sometimes $9.49.
Sometimes tonight $49?
$99.49.
$99.49. Okay.
No. $49.99.49.
$49.99.49?
Sometime.
Okay. Come on by then.
What time?
This is Bart Hacker.
And what can I help you with?
I'm interested in engendering a coalition, if that's feasible with you.
Engendering a coalition?
That's correct.
Well, probably not, but thanks for calling.
I'm sorry?
Hello, what do you want?
This is Bart Hacker.
Yeah, what do you want?
I'm interested in forming a coalition with you.
Fuck you.
Lunchroom.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? Who is this, please?
This is Jerry. Who are you looking for?
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Talking on the phone.
I was calling because I'm interested in engendering a coalition.
Say what?
I'm in starting a coalition with the Vatican City.
Who are you wanted to talk to?
Someone there that can represent the teaching staff. I'm calling from the Vatican City right now.
You want to talk to somebody in the main office?
No. They referred me here because they said this.
Well, this is just a lunchroom. I happen to be walking through.
I'm looking for someone who deals with science.
Who gives what?
Who deals with science. Because science plays a vital role in the coalition. And I'm calling from Vatican City, so I need your help with it. We're going to be
probably didn't want to talk to the defense department, did they?
But we were going to be dealing with wire, mostly amalgamations of wire, you see.
Well,
Is that something that's tangible?
Right.
I was wondering if you have any more snow camps going to be made available?
No, not this year. You know, snow's pretty much over.
What do you do in those?
Snow camps we usually do in the fall.
Do what? That's my question.
What? When do we do, or what do we do?
What do you do in them?
What do we do in them? Oh, just a weekend deal. Go up there, have big Young Life Club, and little competitive deals in the morning.
Jigsaws made available to the kids.
What's that?
Do you give them jigsaws?
Jigsaws? Oh, here we go again.
I'm sorry, sir?
No jigsaws.
Is it all right?
What's the little beep deal?
It's all right to panel the students.
What's the little beep deal?
Do the students learn paneling while they're up there?
Hey, how come you get to ask all the questions? What's the little beep thing?
I don't hear anything.
You don't?
No.
Well,
so I'm just trying to I'm very gratified with your program.
Well, hey, that's great.
I believe it's very equitable in the long run. You know, my stance on your business.
Hey, well, that's great. We're glad to hear that.
You know, there's all kinds of political orientation affiliated with your business.
There is?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know. I guess I haven't thought a lot about that.
I've heard a lot of people that correlate you with cheetahs.
gosh. Hey, how come you hung up last time? Okay.
Pardon?
Oh, that's what the beep is.
Is there some sort of granola cereal that goes with your program that's made available to kids?
No, sir. No, sir.
It's on the package.
Well, I don't care what it is. I didn't order any live lamb from Lebanon. I have no place to keep a live lamb. I have no need for a live lamb. I don't know anybody in Lebanon.
The Lamb Center is located in the heart of Lebanon. You must accept freight for your package.
No, I do not.
So
no, I absolutely do not. You keep the damn thing. I don't want it.
Well, wouldn't be the best time to come show you your package of lambs. There's like four or five in there. It's not that many.
Four or five lambs in one package?
Yes.
Oh, God, I don't even want to see them. No, goodbye.
Sir.
I don't want the damn thing.
Sir.
Fibre Kai, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I need to get some bruschetta, if I could.
Excuse me?
Bruschetta.
Shoddy?
Yeah. A shot of bruschetta.
Sorry, I can't hear you, man.
I need a shot of bruschetta.
Bruschetta?
Yeah, bruschetta, shoddy. If I could.
Ah, dude, I can't hear you. You're, like, breaking up.
Yeah, well, how late y'all open, bud?
9 o'clock.
Cool, I need some biscotti and fruschetta. And bruschetta.
Okay, are you going to come in later?
You damn right. I'm going to hustle up biscotti. Manicotti. Bruschetta.
Who is this?
Shiitake.
Huh?
Kawasaki.
All right, hold on, dude, all right?
Hold on 1 second. Now, what is in the pumpkin brew?
The what?
The pumpkin brew.
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I had it at Thanksgiving. It's coffee.
Pumpkin brew?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm new, so.
Yeah,
let's talk to someone else. Hold on, all right?
I can't really hold. I don't have a lot of time here.
Okay.
But, hey, do you guys wear wigs down there at all?
Do we wait?
Do you wear wigs ever?
No, we don't wear wigs.
What's up?
Do you wear wigs?
Maybe I do.
Huh?
Maybe. Want me to come down and find out, or what?
Yeah, so I can fuck you.
How's that sound, man?
Yeah, I'm going to hit you. Why don't you come down here?
I'm going to hit you with my knee bone, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to hit
my
you
knee
your throat.
Bone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Precisely. Precisely what you're going to be saying when you're laying on the flippin' sidewalk, Holmes.
Yeah, I'm going to break your jaw.
Shut up. Doubt it.
Doubt bitch, I got to leave, right?
I doubt that shit real seriously, hombre.
What the fuck are
you... I'm going to hit you in the cheekbone, huh?
What's my name?
I can't divulge that information on the phone, sir. It's been UPS policy for like 12 years now.
What do you mean I ordered lambs? What the hell? What are you talking about?
A lamb. You ordered four or five lambs from the Lebanon Center.
How do you know? You don't know my name.
I do, but I can't say it on the phone. That's just UPS policy.
What do you mean you can't say on the phone?
It's UPS policy, sir. It's been that way for 12 years now.
Are you nuts or something?
No. If you don't accept your package, you will have to at least pay for freight, which is $98.
I don't know what you're talking about.
package of lamb, sir.
What address?
The Lamb Center.
No, huh? No, I mean, what address?
I can't. You know your own address, sir.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have enough postage. When would be the best time to come by and drop it off to you?
Listen, you have the wrong party.
No, I'm not at a party. I need to bring your lambs.
What?
I need to bring you your lambs, sir.
Are you crazy or what?
No.
Huh?
No, sir. I'm just trying to do my job delivering the lambs that you ordered.
How do you know I ordered lambs?
You just said you did.
Huh?
You just said you ordered lambs.
I said it. What are you talking about? Are you nuts? I don't know what's the matter with you.
I need to bring your package, that's all.
What?
All that's the matter is you won't accept your package that you ordered of lambs.
Listen, I'm going to hang up. If you call again, I'm going to call the cops, that's all.
Well, there's only crime that's being committed by you.
What?
I want you to listen to me. There was a man. He said to the good Lord, he said, I bless you. Can I get her? Amen. I say hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I said,
they're thirsty.
I'm about ready to teach you the meaning of the word. So I throw you in there and lock the door.
What the fuck are you doing?
Who in the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Sorry to you, bro. But, yeah. I don't think she's going to answer.
Hello?
Hi, how's it going?
Who are you talking to?
Harold Sachs.
Well, who is this, please?
My name is Brock.
Brock who?
Brock Winthrop.
Well, I don't know who you want.
Well, I'm calling from Guam right now.
From Guam?
For Harold Sachs.
I don't think you're calling from Guam.
I am, and I don't know what time it is there, so you have to forgive me. I thought it was about 9 o'clock in the evening. But, I'd like to talk about him.
Well, go ahead.
It is my belief, and I intend to maintain this belief, that Harold Sachs, above all, stood for freedom. I would like to add also that people usually speak of Harold Sachs with a reverent tone, one of admiration. That's really all I've got to offer on that. I just am more interested in what you have to say.
I have nothing to say.
Huh?
I have nothing to say.
About what?
I don't know what you're talking about. To me, I think you had too much to drink or something.
Harold's...
You know, Harold Sachs, I think, will take plastic.
What?
Why don't you just... Can you just answer a couple questions for me?
Well, what do you want to know?
Where is Harry Sachs?
Well, there's no Harry Sachs here or Harold Sachs.
I heard he sacked the 49ers pretty good.
Pardon?
What do you know? What can you tell me about Harry Sachs?
I don't know anything about Harry Sachs. I think you got a problem.
Listen, I did was I called 00 for the new toll-free savings, and this is what happened.
Well, then you've got the wrong...
I'm just after the savings, you know.
Well, you've got the...
Hello?
Yeah.
Well,
let me tell you a couple freaking things right off the bat, partner. I need a triangular bed. And I need 3 to 4 vending machines provided. Need it for 10 days.
This is a motel. I don't sell vending machines.
No, I don't want to buy any. It's about to work out fine, won't it? Simply want to get some items that I need when I need them. My needs aren't met. My fists will be met. By Jah. How does that sound?
Well, I can't help you.
How late do you open? Jesus.
Saturday Night Live.
What's up?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
What's going on down there?
Well, same old stuff, naked women and beer.
I'm sitting in a luxury chair right now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, what's happening now?
Nothing. Who's this?
This is Antonio.
Antonio,
eh? Yeah. Lower West Side down here.
Hold on just a second.
What are you trying to...
Hello.
Yeah, I got a whole lot of time. I gotta go to the toilet, partner, but this is Antonio.
Yeah?
What's going on?
What's up?
You got any of those baked potatoes down there?
They might be closed now.
Oh, no.
Believe so.
Radio check, Jay speaking.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, yeah, I had a quick question for you.
Okay, could you hold on for just a second?
It's kind of urgent.
Okay, I'm on the other line. Could you hold on for a second?
All right, give it a shot. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, good.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm starting to warble tonight. I was wondering if you could help me out with some kind of adapter.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm warbling a lot.
You're warbling?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a definite, like, you know, pronounced warble going on. So...
Okay, could you hold on for a second?
No, is there some kind of thing with the conduit?
Oh, yes.
I have to ask you if you were listening to Slayer.
So for you no bueno, motherfucker.
You don't know bueno, dude.
You no bueno, motherfucker, got the man.
You talk to my maraca when you come down here, man.
You chinga tu madre, perro, gringo, culero.
You are no bueno, man.
Ni you bueno a mi house.
Your house is no bueno either.
Ni for you a mi house. Ni you for ni me for house for you. Ni for you a mi house is bueno.
Is that Italian?
Chinga tu perra madre.
Oh. You're a no bueno, dude.
Ni for you bueno for me.
For you, dude.
Ni for me, for you bueno. Shut up, fucker.
Nobody is bueno for you.
For you?
No. You are no bueno, dude.
You for you, for the, and my friend.
What do you want, dude?
And my house.
Your house is no bueno, man. What do you want, man?
What's your name?
Who is this?
You.
You are me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who are you?
For you, for me.
You are me?
You for me. What's your name for you?
I am you.
I don't know.
You are not bueno.
I don't know.
Wax tracks used.
Huh? Yeah, you got anything by Owl, dude?
No.
Huh?
We're all fresh out.
What for, friend?
What for?
Well, hello.
Hello?
Owl, man. Can you put Owl in the headphones for me one time?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Call Cindy.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I wanted the UCD, friend.
What's that?
UCD, or oldie.
Who?
Owl.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Owl, dude.
The Owl, that band?
I've never heard of that.
What? Hello?
What's that?
You never heard of what, man?
Whatever it is you just said, the Owl?
Owl Bowl?
I don't know, man. You wanna hold on a second?
Hello?
Yeah?
Do you have a gruel bowel?
No. But if you hold on a second, I'll check.
Check what?
Lion's Lair.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, when's Mum Ra playing?
What's that?
When's Mum Ra gonna be playing?
What number is what?
The band Mum Ra.
Bro, I don't know. I don't have the book. Are they playing tonight?
They're supposed to be rapping this weekend.
This weekend, wait a minute. Let me see, I got eight.
There's Mum Ra and Voltor's playing. Do you know anything about the Ferocious Apes?
No. See, I don't have the book here, and all I have is the schedule. And let me see, eight, tomorrow's nine.
When's eight playing?
No, I'm saying today's the eighth. Wednesday's nine.
8?
11.
So Ape is on the 8th?
No. Friday night.
When's Ape Mummy playing?
When is what?
Ape Mummy.
I can't, I don't see him on here.
Shit, man. Okay, there.
Let me say 12. Friday night is coming through this. Oh, fuck you.
Could you make room for me here this morning?
I haven't got any room.
For about 10 to 15 minutes?
I haven't got any rooms. I can't make room for you in a room I haven't got.
Could you make room for just about 10 to 15 minutes?
No, I'm not going to put you in somebody's room for 10 or 15 minutes.
They'll be asleep. They'll be none the wiser.
No. You'll have to try someplace else.
Hey, can I just, like, crash out in your room for a few minutes?
No.
For like 10 minutes?
No.
Just, you know, it'll help, it'll be rejuvenating somewhat, you know?
No, I have to try someplace else.
But you're in my neighborhood?
I don't know what to tell you.
Could you work on my feet for a little while?
Why don't you go fuck yourself, man? You fucking idiot.
What are you trying to say?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Mike. How can I help you?
Yeah, I've got a series of real exotic photographs.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I've got a bunch of exotic photographs taken of myself.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to bring down.
This is just an all-girl strip club. This isn't a Chippendales or a male dancer club.
No, it was like, there was some, I was in Europe and some of them.
You might want to, check somewhere else because we really don't really do that.
There's this one where I'm in a canoe. It's pretty neat.
Well, we really don't do that kind of stuff here. So you might want to check somewhere else.
Actually, Leather said I could bring him down.
Who?
Leather.
I don't think so. But you might want to check somewhere else.
What, like why? Like what? You keep saying that. Why don't you just offer a solution instead of just, you know, the status quo mentality?
Well, because I really don't know of any other places that offer male dancers. Because we should.
What you're saying is like a
women's
totally Darwinian way of going about things.
I'm sorry, say that again?
What you're proposing is a complete Darwinian society.
A Darwinian society. Do you know what Darwin proposed?
Do I know? No. No, I don't know.
Well, then don't propose a Darwinian society, because you have no idea what Darwin proposed. So they even try to pull that bullshit up on me.
Well, you know what? I'll settle this on open stage night down at Coyote's. How's that sound?
What? I'm sorry. Say that again?
I'll settle this at open stage, partner. Coyote's, Thursday night.
Okay, well, you called up here and you tried to offer yourself to come up here and show pictures of yourself, and you're a male, and we do not accept that, and we do not accept any pictures of female nudity whatsoever.
I don't accept your rhetoric. How does that sound?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I don't accept your rhetoric. How does that grab you?
what rhetoric?
Or jargon, or whatever it is.
What jargon? I'm sorry, I think you're drunk, sir, and I think you need to go. Bye-bye.
I think your dogma is just wearing thin, partner. Right. With the foreman?
No, not with the foreman, with the phone company.
Okay, what's their phone number? You need me to call them, or?
No, I don't. And we would appreciate you stop calling us.
Well, how much is the HisWeb? I'm just trying to find that out from you.
We don't have a HisWeb.
How about a hiss wig?
We don't have those.
What?
Hiss wig.
It's made by Optimus.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. We don't carry such a product here in our store.
Do you have that realistic wigwam?
No.
Aw, girl. They call me the Polish Stallion.
Look, I refuse to get into an insulting phone call. Because, you see, then all kinds of nasty legal things can ensue. But you know, that comment was just recorded, and you know what that could do? That can be considered sexual harassment, my dear sir.
Which one?
I don't need to repeat your, I guess you could say slanderous, ethnic remarks.
I'm just looking for an analog wig here. I don't know.
Well, we don't have them.
What?
Analog wigs. You might try our sister store, Tech America, if such device does exist, but we do not have them here. I do recognize your voice, and we do. This is a place of business. We do not need you tying up our phone lines with harassing phone calls.
Girl, I bet you got a device, don't you? Going down.
That's it. I'm calling to police. Thank you. Okay,
hello, is Ryan there?
Thinking.
Going down.
Who is it?
This is Abraham.
Don't
I? No, I saw you at the park earlier. During, you know, Frisbee.
No.
You gave us your number, man.
Who is this?
Abraham.
And you saw me where, when?
With that kite stuff.
Getting all
nice out. Come on, dude.
What now?
So how much do you want, man?
What?
How much money, bro? You know, so...
Hello?
Yeah, maybe we should just drop the masks right here. But, you know, we met the other day and stuff, and,
Dude, you got the wrong number.
I think you need to just reconsider where you're coming from.
What? What? You're Abraham?
Yeah.
And you met someone where?
I met you.
You met someone where?
With the Frisbees.
With the Frisbees?
Yeah. And the bike rack and all that.
And the bike rack?
Yeah.
You got the wrong number.
No, you're Ryan, right?
You've got the wrong number.
No, listen, you gave me your card. I don't know why you're just avoiding the issue.
Abraham?
If you're not, you know, who you say you are, maybe you just need to drop your mask right now.
Wait a minute. You got the wrong number.
No. I'm involved with, you know, the Get Wild 5. You've probably heard of us.
No.
Yeah.
What kind of car did you get?
I drive a 98 Oldsmobile Brougham.
What kind of car did you get?
Well, I drive the same car.
No, you said someone gave you a card?
A car.
You got the wrong number.
You gave me that information.
For what?
For Emilio.
Yeah, sorry, dude. You got the wrong
Emilio
number.
Hackett.
You got the wrong number.
I think you just need to back off, partner.
Don't call back.
Why don't you just mellow out for a minute?
Southwest, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hey, do you serve sausages?
What the fuck do you want, you stupid fuckhead?
Do you? Hey, what's that all about? I'm just...
Sausages?
Right.
Yeah, we serve sausages.
Do you have, extra large sausages?
Do you have an extra large sausage, fuckhead?
What's this tonality all about? I don't understand.
Southwest, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Yeah, do you serve Leprechaun Julius?
Leprechaun Julius?
Uh-huh. It's the green one.
The green kind?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we do.
Needs, you know, I know it's Friday, but you got to work on that sentence structure. Let's go to Brett on
760. He dated the girl from Arizona. No. He dated the singer. Yeah. I can't remember.
Let's go to Brett. Brett, you're on 760.
I tell you what she sang. You and I. Yeah, Linda Ron said.
What are you
doing? Well, we're singing.
All righty. Hey, well, that's appropriate. Here's the stuff for you guys. What German rock and roll band was Tom Gugliotta once a member of?
U2.
No.
Scorpions.
The Scorpions.
Scorpions.
Yes.
I knew that. Thanks, Eric.
Drummer from the Scorpions.
Gugliotta, the other guy said he wouldn't play for 17 years.
Hey, did I explain in Denver? Eric's trying to control the dog. Got a little gas.
You still there? What? I thought that was our card or something. Sound effect. That was legit?
That was legit. That was his phone.
Bert, you're in big trouble. Did he get in the hunt? I don't remember. Wallace, call back. Let's go to Mark. Boy, I thought that was our sound effect. Mark, you're on 760 KTAR. We got some lines available.
Jerome Lane.
Let's go to Oscar, and that's enough out of you, Eric.
Hi,
Oscar, you're back? Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, we were talking about Craig Morton, you know, versus John Elway. Conceivably, it's like there wasn't, even on Craig Morton's best day, wasn't a whole lot of athleticism out there on the football field.
Well, not after he hurt his knee. He was a hell of an athlete in college.
Should have seen him play baseball at Grand Junction.
Yeah, he was an option quarterback in college, but, you know, he had knee injuries and everything, and towards the end of his career, he could barely walk. He was a prospect in baseball.
Yeah, I saw the family over the holidays, and boy, his son could throw the frisbee. I had no idea.
Hey, but as far as athletes, I mean, there might not have ever been a better athlete to play quarterback than John Elway in the league.
What do you guys know about...
Just comparing Craig Morton, compare any of them to it.
Hell, I'd compare him to Dick Trickle, gets behind the steering wheel.
Well, what is that, NASCAR?
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Christian Connections, this is Scott.
Hello?
Hello.
What...
Hello.
What's going on?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good.
Is there a phone problem?
So what's going on?
Hang on just a second.
No, I can't. How much is it?
Okay, I'll be right back with you.
No.
What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
Simmons.
Simmons? Is that your first name? Simmons, is that your first
what
name?
What do you need to do?
Is that your first name, Simmons? Shane Simmons? It's okay. Take it easy.
No, how much is it?
Our services vary. About $600 to $1,000.
What do you get?
Okay.
What do you get?
Right. We have access to several hundred members, available Christian singles, who are interested in being in relationships. And we also provide 20 to 30 events every month for our singles.
Such as what?
Such as what? Anywhere from movie nights, dinners, hiking, biking, casual dances, dinners, group activities. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I lost you for a second.
Okay.
Hang on just a second. I'll be right back.
Is there anal sadism?
Is what?
Do you have any elderly senior...
Michael, this is Pam. Can I help you?
Your station, well, you know, what sets it apart?
What is it that you need to know?
I'd like to know about the validity of what's going on.
I can't discuss anything like that over the phone.
What are you talking about? This is a simple inquiry.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to discuss company policy. We cannot discuss anything over the phone like that.
What makes it special over there?
It's a corporate store, and we go by the policy.
Is there a certain feeling, or...
Michael, this is Sam. Can I help you?
Hi, let's talk procedure for a second.
to speak to one of our pharmacy staff.
Can I help you?
Lipitor.
Hi, Lipitor. This is Jim. May I help you?
I'm interested in Lipitor this evening, Jim.
Excuse me?
Lipitor.
Yes?
Looking for it. I need some answers on it.
Okay. What would you like to know about Lipitor?
Lipitor, are you familiar with it?
Yeah. What would you like to know about it?
Benefits. Possible disadvantages to the product.
Well, it lowers cholesterol. It's effective in a wide variety of people here. Some insurances don't cover it. You have to have blood. You have blood levels down.
My name is Robert Lewis, and I'm calling today because your Capital One credit card company
right.
would like to show their appreciation to you as a valued member and send you a 3-month review period of up to $1 million of accidental death insurance at no cost to you. And sir, this is just their way of saying thank you and to introduce you
what?
To the coverage.
What, I'm in danger?
No, this is just accidental death insurance, sir.
Sounds good.
And also, just before the 3-month period is over, they will send you a reminder asking you if you would like to continue with it or not. And if you choose to continue with it, the premium is only $7.95 a month. And
just
this will never increase at any time.
With a $1 million one-time charge?
Huh? Huh, sir? Hello?
Is that what you're saying?
Huh. The $1 million?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
it's $1 million for accidents.
A month, or?
Yeah, a month. $7.95 a month.
Okay.
And this will never increase. And if you choose not to continue with it, there is a 1-800 number that you can call at any time to cancel, and you'll owe nothing for the plan.
Okay. Okay.
And your middle initial is D, sir?
Yep.
Oh, hold on.
Wait a minute.
Hmm?
So unless I die... It's
no,
not,
you don't really have to die just to get it, sir.
I don't want
to,
you know.
Oh, there's a dismemberment clause in there, too.
What?
Like if you lose eyesight or something, or if you lose a limb.
Wait, are you telling me I'm in some kind of danger here, partner?
No, sir. It's just accidental death insurance. It's something you can review in your own home while being covered for it also for 3 full months.
I'll tell you who's going to be dismembered.
Who?
But I don't think you're going to like it.
Okay, sir.
No, I don't wish to get the coverage.
Okay.
But if I'm dismembered, I'll give you a holler.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Do you have a personal computer at work?
Yeah.
Do you have access to the internet at work?
Uh-uh.
Okay, thinking about the potential Y2K computer problems, how concerned are you that these problems might limit your ability to purchase food and other grocery items? Very concerned, concerned, not too concerned, not concerned at all, or haven't heard of the problem?
The Y2K problem?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've created a very large microwave. It's about 200 square cubic yards.
Uh-huh.
And New Year's Eve, I intend to enter that large chamber
mm-hmm.
and transport myself forward.
So would you be very...
In time, about 10 years.
Okay, so would you be very concerned, not too concerned, or not concerned at all?
Concerned.
Okay. Are you planning on stocking up on any grocery items because of your potential Y2K problems? Definitely will, probably will not, or definitely...
Probably will, maybe will not, could not.
Well, I can only write one.
Could not.
Probably will not, you said?
I could not.
Oh, could not.
I mean, do you think I should not, or...?
It's up to you. I'm just saying, are you planning on... stocking up on any grocery items?
I'll be in a hot air balloon at that time.
Okay. Now just a few questions to organize the information you've given me. Which of the following categories include your age 18 to 34?
Yeah.
How many people reside in your household?
18.
18?
Right.
18 people live in your household?
Yeah, you just caught me. That's a good time.
Which of the following categories include your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or over $100,000?
Over $100,000.
Okay, let me just verify your phone number then so nobody calls you back and that's end of our survey. Did I call you at area code
303?
Hello?
Hi, this is Jack calling for the Denver Rocky Mountain News. How are you doing tonight?
Superb, Jack. How are you doing?
Well, that's good to hear. I'm doing just fine, and thank you for asking.
Yeah, I just won the local lottery here today.
Oh, did you really? So how much did you get?
$50,000.
$50,000. I'll be darned. One of the girls I work with just hit a $25,000.
Yeah, tell her to give me a holler.
Well, I wish I could hit it. Are you currently receiving Denver Rocky Mountain News there at your residence?
Yeah.
Oh, you are? Or just Sundays, or are you getting the whole everyday
pay? Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah.
All right.
I like that. I'm looking for Woody Page is what I'm looking for, sports.
Oh, you are?
Huh. Now, is he in your paper? Or?
Pardon me?
Is he in your newspaper?
Who is it?
Woody Page, a sports columnist.
Woody Page, sports columnist.
Actually, what I'm getting to is maybe do you want to get together for some scrimmage here this weekend?
Oh, yeah?
How'd that sound?
For scrimmage? Football?
Yeah. Actually, we're going to meet on the soccer field this weekend.
Oh, you are? And where's
it? How's that sound?
On the soccer field?
You in or what?
Yeah, I used to play soccer when I was a kid.
Right on.
Played for like 8 years.
Tell you, go run up a couple goals.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll be at the 32nd and Navajo.
32nd Navajo.
Park.
Uh-huh.
Here on Sunday.
Okay.
And I'll bring that Rocky Mountain News with me.
Oh, yeah?
Have a look at it. How's that sound?
Well, I can get it out to you for a penny a day.
No, I've got it, I'm saying. I'm just.
Oh, well, then how's your service?
Oh, it's outstanding.
Well, good deal. That's good to hear, and we'll see you Sunday.
Hey, I'll be out there.
Okay.
Okay, later.
Hello?
Lionel, you're UPS?
This is UPS?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And we've got your squid ready to deliver to you. Just want to make sure someone was going to be around for it.
Tonight?
Yeah.
You said squid? It's not going to this house.
Yeah, we got it on the dock now.
I keep it on the dock. Who do you think you're talking to?
Hey, this is you, not a parcel, pal.
Yeah, what's the name of the person you think you're talking to?
No, it's on the invoice. You know, I don't want to go out there and look at it. Okay, but you're going to be there about 20 minutes?
No, I'm not going to be here. I'm not taking that.
We got your squid in the water in the tank.
I give a shit. It's not mine.
How'd
you
like?
Up, man.
Well, I'm going to put the squid in your yard then and need a check from you.
You're not getting any check from me, buddy. Where the hell are you taking this thing?
We'll be up there in about 20 minutes, like
you're
I told you.
Get out of your goddamn mind. I'm going to call a cop on you.
I'm going to put this squid in your front yard. How's that grab you?
I'll get the cop to get it out of there.
How about if I put the squid on your head? How would you like that?
You go to hell. What address are you taking this to?
It's on the packing order. I want to go look at it.
Don't look at it.
I'd rather not.
I don't care if you'd rather not or not.
I don't care if I put this squid inside your living room. How's that grab you?
Well, I don't know what the score is with you, Charlie, but you come screwing around here, and you're going to have a problem. I'll tell you that.
I got a squid on my side.
I got more than a squid on my side. Goodbye. Hello?
Yeah, this is Buddy over at United Parcel Service.
Yeah, are you guys doing?
I'm the supervisor out here.
You tell your goddamn people not to harass me over the phone if you're going to bring something out to me.
We got a 420-pound octopus coming to you.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. What kind of octopus? That's fine. Bring it over. I don't know where the hell you're going
to
put it.
Now, did Clint tell you we need a check from you?
What? Fuck you.
Did Clint notify we are authorized to strike you if we have to?
Now, I have no idea.
Yeah, you got me.
Thank you for calling Radio Shack. This is Chastity. I'm asking you.
I thought you were my answer team. I really did. Thought I could count on you.
Look, if you don't stop calling here, then I'm going to call the police and have them find out where you are.
Well, that can't be done.
You get in trouble.
It can't be done.
Quit calling the store.
And that won't happen.
Hello,
it's
Julius
Southwest. What's going on, man? What are you doing, man?
What's up?
No, man. Yeah. Kicking it one time.
Who's this?
Who's this?
Rex. Rex.
Who the fuck's Rex?
Hey, how you doing?
Fuck you!
He was yelling, dude. Hold on.
Do you have Leprechaun Julius?
Yes, we have urine Julius's. They're delicious.
Fuck off, you little shit!
Leprechaun Julius. Excuse me?
New England South House, Jake speaking. May I help you?
Yeah, I was interested in batfish.
And a batfish? Let's. I doubt we got any. Hold on.
We got batfish.
Nope, we have no batfish.
Hmm. Do you have any snakefish?
Nope.
Would you check on it?
Hey. I think it's a punk caller, but do we have any snakefish? We have salmon, mahi, catfish and sea bass. That's about all we got today. No snakefish. We looked in the dictionary, couldn't find it.
How about sea spider?
That don't exist either.
Would you go ahead and double check it?
Yeah. Hold on one sec. Sorry, yeah, we don't have any. We don't even serve it. All we had was what I told you.
Is there a fish lip?
You could order a fish and cut the lip off if you want to. Alright.
Huh. Do you have seahorses?
We go next to Wallace. Hello, Wallace, you're on 760.
Howdy.
Howdy.
You're trying to find out ways Latrell Sprewell could take out the boss.
Or anybody could take out the boss. Maybe you want to take out your boss. I hope not. But
I'd take a tennis racket to his lip.
Well, so you're saying Leo the Lip DeRoche, that'll get him in.
Or I'd put a spider on their head.
I think you're in good shape, sir.
Anyway, what was the deal with Bernie Bickerstaff telling Haven Moses about some getting hit with a frisbee and Macaulay Culkin or something like that?
I missed that one. Joe, do you know?
Nope, I don't know what you're talking about.
It was on ESPN.
Yeah, I didn't see ESPN.
Haven Moses? Yeah, you talking about Tom Jackson?
Yes.
Okay, I missed it.
Yeah.
Irv, I want to tell you, great job on the Jake Jabs piece. That was something special, I think.
Jake Jazz is something else, boy.
No, I tell you what, he can play the banjo pretty dang well too.
I'll tell you what else he can do. He's an auctioneer. I've heard him.
Thank you, Eric.
Was that Eric?
I guess. Wallace, are you still there? I guess Wallace is gone.
804-5855. Eric,
kind of a funny hour this hour.
It is. Are we?
Willing to watch where I may help you. $21. Thanks a lot. Have a good evening. I was actually holding because someone just called me and put me on hold.
Oh. This almost sounds like the phone company has its wires crossed or something.
Oh.
So you weren't, because this is a funeral home. You don't want to talk to us, I take it.
No, this is Office Max. Someone just called and asked me to hold, and they went on the other line, and I guess you picked up.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Wax Tracks?
I was put on hold.
Hi. Okay, and what were you looking for?
Nothing. Somebody called me. It's Chick-fil-A in Park Meadows Mall. Any thoughts or anything like that? Somebody called me and put me on hold.
Did anyone call Chick-fil-A at the mall?
Barbecue, honey mustard, sweet and sour.
I'm sorry. This is Wax Tracks Records. I don't know why anyone would have called you.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Albertson's Pharmacy. This is Gary.
I'm already on this line.
Okay. This is Albertson's Pharmacy. Did you need something?
This is Albertson's Pharmacy.
Okay, what did you need?
I don't know. You called us. My guy said he called it. I just picked up the phone. He said he got another call, and he was going to take that.
Okay,
I
have no idea who you're talking about. Okay, so this is the, if I can't help you, I don't know what to say.
You're calling another Albertson's pharmacy store.
I haven't called anybody. I have not picked up the phone. My phone rang, and I picked up the phone.
Okay, I don't know what's going on either. Then.
Okay, bye bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Tony Rigatoni's?
Yeah, this is Tommy Wang's.
Tony Rigatoni's?
Tony's? This is Chinese restaurant.
No, this is Tony Rigatoni's. It's an Italian restaurant.
Italian restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what, you need to be delivered or?
No, you called us.
No.
No, this is definitely not. We didn't call.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Hi.
Sunshine, may I help you?
Hello?
Sunshine, may I help you?
Oh, weird.
Yeah? This is Blockbuster.
Ooh, weird. Did you phone me?
No, somebody phoned here and then put me on hold.
Really?
Yep.
Weird, because I just picked up the phone. I'm a store, too. So, sorry.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, who's on the... Who else is on the line?
There was another private call.
Okay, so did you call here?
No.
Oh.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, it don't. Well, I'll hang up and let the other party call me back.
I don't have a mind now.
Well, who's on the line out here?
Okay.
Who am I speaking with?
Well, I'm Gwen at the Waffle House.
I don't even know who I'm talking to.
Well, I'm Gwen. Somebody called the Waffle House.
Now, who's this gentleman?
I don't know.
I'm with Wall Units.
Well, wait a minute. Let me put it this way. Which one of you all called the Waffle House? Since everybody seems to be lost, let's just hang up and see
let's
where we're
Let's all hang up.
All right,
see, I think you guys are on the right track there. Hello, Wall Units? Hello.